we'll sink 375. 375. I'm pressing onward, I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Celebrating as I onward go. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven's able land. A higher place than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay without thy right and fear dismay. Though some may dwell where leaves are found, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. By faith on heaven's able land. A higher place than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost high and catch up me up from the sky. But still I pray, still hand I crown. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven's able land. A higher place than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Good evening, church.
Good evening.
Nice to see y'all here this evening.
Boy, hasn't it been a beautiful day today? Oh my goodness, it's just been gorgeous. I'd encourage you, if you could, to open your Bibles up to Ezekiel and turn to chapter 8. And we're going to start in verse 13. We're going to read 13 through 15 here. And what this is basically is saying here is how things can go from bad to worse in our lives. And it certainly can do that without us even recognizing that that's happening. But that's going to be Ezekiel chapter 8, verses 13 through 15. And it says here, He said unto me, Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations they do. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north, and behold, there sat women weeping for Tumaz. Tumaz was idol for fertility. Then in verse 15 it says, Then said he unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. And it goes on and on through the whole chapter like this. How they keep causing more abominations. The Israelites were just not following God in any way, shape, or form. And this is the vision that God showed Ezekiel at the time. He showed the Israelite elders worshiping pagan gods. And he warned that this would happen. He said, and God was saying to Ezekiel, You will see them doing things that are even more detestable than this, as you found back in 13. He then showed the Ezekiel women mourning the death of the god angel Tumaz. Now Tumaz, they believed, was the annual fading of the vegetation of the crops and trees and stuff. And they thought that this was due to the Babylonian fertility god dying. Well, how can a dead god be dying? It's just not possible, is it? The Lord said to Ezekiel, "Do you see this, son of man?" In other words, he's saying, look, this is what they're showing, and I'm not liking this at all. I'm not happy. Then he said, you're going to see things even more detestable than this. It keeps getting worse. And God's basically saying, you think this is bad? You ain't seen nothing yet. It's bad. The Israelites were doing things that were bad. And that's how idol worship is. It's depravity. And it leads to a depraved lifestyle in people's lives. Even Paul wrote, he wrote in that just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind, so that they do what they ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. And that's found in Romans 1st chapter, verses 28 and 29. Now, as bad as the Israelites were back in then, you'll find that even in modern ages, we have depravity even now. And sometimes it just gets worse and worse. Let me give you an example. There are those who believe in evolution in this world. When I was in grade school, they thought that we had to be taught evolution in grade school. That I came from a one-celled amoeba, and then I turned into a fish, and then I turned into some kind of rodent or something, I don't know what it was, and then I became a caveman. Now, my wife might think I'm a caveman sometimes, but I don't see myself as a caveman. But, I mean, evolution, it kind of goes on and on like this, where they're thinking that evolution rules what's going on. And what this comes about is, by believing in this evolution, then there is no God. So if there is no God, then there are no rules. And if there are no rules, well then, it's open season to do whatever I want. And that's a depraved mind. That's how it starts. We have morals for a reason. But we have God for salvation. Once the moral restraints are gone, it doesn't take long before people are way, way out of bounds. And if you don't know the Bible, that goes back to that as well. For if you don't know the Word, you're going to find that you're way, way out of bounds. And that leads to depravity in our lives. At least a sin. We need to know the Bible. We need to know what God says. We need to stand on the solid rock of Jesus, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. For if we don't hide ourselves in that cleft of the rock, which is our Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to be getting back into that depravity again. What a sad, sad thing to happen. But how do you save yourself from these things? Well, it comes by hearing the Word of Christ first. Everyone has a chance to hear the Word. It's all over the place. You can hear the word you can listen to it from the Bible. You can listen to it from the pulpit. You can listen to it just by reading. We all can have a chance to hear the Word of God. But you have to believe it before you can be saved. And then you need to obey what you find that you're believing. You see, all these steps are all intertwined. You can't do one without the other. Then you have to repent from the sins that you found out you were doing. So you get rid of that depravity in your life. You get rid of that sin in your life. It's all intertwined. Now, if you confess the name of Jesus Christ. For He is the one that gave His blood on the cross. That we have the chance to be able to have salvation. It's kind of like an accident. When you get into an accident, you might have an opportunity, possibly, to have a second chance. But that's not always a given. In an accident, you might be able to find your way to God. Possibly. But if you are gone, if you die in that crash, you don't have that opportunity again. You don't have that second chance. And we are all going to give an account to God on that day. Don't get into an accident. Don't get to the point where you don't have a chance for salvation. You have the chance tonight to do it. You have the chance right now to do it. If you're in sin, you need to come and get washed clean in the waters and the blood tonight and become a new child of God, sinless and whole. But if you don't, things are going to go from bad to worse. And I'll put a guarantee on that. Now is your chance to do it, brothers and sisters. Now is the time to come back to God as we stand and sing.
Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Indeed, everything will help you. Look ever to Jesus, He will carry you through. As the Savior to help you, come for Satan and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. God, He will compassion, bad things to say. God's name won't be referenced, nor take it in vain. Be thoughtful and earnest, He will carry you through. As the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. Blue, baby, so come. He